everyone. This is my first attempt at doing a podcast or a little audio recording, so bear with me. Today is March 7th. Hope everyone is well. Now, I don't typically cover much about CBC, particularly just a single article, but I came across something which is so, I'm not even sure how to describe it, so honest in a way that it has to be addressed, and I'll link the article. It's titled, "Canadian Trust in Journalism is Wavering. Here's what CBC News is doing about it." The subtitle reads, "Recent survey found 49% of Canadians think journalists are purposely trying to mislead," which is it's significant progress. Let's go on. A new report by communications firm Edelman suggests Canada's not immune to the tsunami of institutional distrust. And they're claiming 49% of Canadians surveyed agree that journalists and reporters are purposely trying to mislead people by saying things they know are false or gross exaggerations. 52% agree that most news organizations are more concerned with supporting an ideology or political position than informing the public. 52% of Canadians agree that the media is not doing well at being objective and nonpartisan. The survey of 1,500 people has an error rate of 2.9% with a 95% confidence interval. I have to say, this is quite uplifting, if it's true. Half of Canadians actually see that they're being lied to. This is great. Thank you. Now, moving on now, who is to blame? Some point to the elimination of the U.S. fairness doctrine of the late 1980s and the rise of shock talk radio and the splintering of audiences on cable TV. Now, the fairness doctrine, it was the idea that in order to have proper journalism, you have to air out, you know, different and opposing views, essentially give conflicting opinions airtime. Now, I question the enforceability of it, but in principle, I totally support the idea of having conflicting viewpoints. Now, I'll get to this in the end, but we don't really have conflicting viewpoints when it comes to the news, so the problem here is more with the implementation than with the theory. And of course, they go on to blame Trump, repeatedly delegitimizing mainstream press as the enemy of the people and fake news. Well, yeah. What CBC is doing to rebuild trust in journalism. Now, this, we're getting to the meat of it. There's several links embedded within the CBC article. I do recommend everyone go check it out. First item, CBC News is a member of the Journalism Trust Initiative, the JTI, an effort to establish globally recognized standards of trustworthiness in news, led by Journalists Without Borders, the European Broadcasting Union, and Agence France-Presse. As part of the recent pilot, we submitted a 70-page questionnaire on our practices for an independent review and hope to share the results in the near future. And it does provide a link to Journalism Trust Initiative. Go check it out. The next point, CBC Radio Canada has been a member of the Trusted News Initiative, TNI, since its inception in 2019. The TNI brings together global news organizations and tech platforms to combat disinformation. It created a real-time early warning system to flag serious disinformation that may pose a threat to life or the integrity of the electoral process. It has been activated in general elections in the UK, Taiwan, Myanmar, and the US, as well as the COVID-19 pandemic. The TNI will host a Trusted News conference later this month, and there's a link provided to that conference. Okay, but who's the arbitrator of what's disinformation? And you say this with this so-called pandemic. You know, if you're contradicting, blatantly contradicting the official narrative, you're spreading disinformation. And you also have to understand things like CBC, Radio Canada, and most of media in Canada is subsidized by the government, so you're not going to bite the hand that feeds you. Moving on to the third point, CBC, Radio Canada has joined with the BBC, the New York Times, and Microsoft, yes, Microsoft, in support of an effort to develop Project Origin, an open standard for confirming the authenticity of content from trusted sources to fight deep fake video news generated by artificial intelligence. And this is a new application of established technology to digitally verify the authenticity of our news contents when it appears on other platforms. And there's a link provided to Project Origin. Microsoft, yeah. Bill Gates used to run it. They're big on ID 2020. They support the reset. They support the World Economic Forum. BBC, which is heavily funded by Gates. Yeah, what could possibly go wrong? Fourth point. CBC News is part of the Trust Project, an international partnership with tech and media companies to increase the transparency and accuracy in online news. CBC policies on transparent labels, corrections, bylines, and links to our JSP on our digital pages have become a model for other partners in the project. Now, there's a few other points, but those are the big ones I wanted to cover. I don't have a problem with having some sort of standards, making efforts to verify things. I think those are great, at least in theory. The problem here is in how it's implemented. As we've all seen over the last year, people who ask, questions and challenge the narrative are called pandemic deniers, skeptics, conspiracy theorists, everything. So, while these trusted news groups or initiatives, they want there to be diverse opinions, they want there to be challenges and new perspectives. They say that on paper, but the reality is, if your perspective strays too far from the narrative, like, I don't know, maybe you think putting masks on children for 12 hours a day is child abuse. Well, guess what? You're a conspiracy nut. You're spreading misinformation. So this actually becomes a form of gaslighting to shut down legitimate concerns and criticisms. If you have questions about, we're labeling COVID deaths, even though that's, I think the definition is, you die of a clinically compatible illness in a probable or confirmed case. But if you're questioning the COVID death count, you're a conspiracy theorist. If you question how are you testing for this when PCR tests were never designed for infection, well, and so on and so on. It's nice that CBC's coming out and admitting, yes, we're part of these groups, this is what we're following along. But at the same time, it's kind of creepy, because the reality is they aren't committed to diverse viewpoints, to truth-seeking. And I also noticed that they never really go into how deeply the media is subsidized, which of course influences the content that comes out. Anyhow, I'll leave the link for you to find. Please do read the article. It's a doozy. Anyhow, hope you enjoyed it. So feel free to leave comments. Thank you and good night.